20 years ago, compact discs began appearing on music store shelves, and suddenly the digital age arrived, and all those vinyl record albums began to disappear. Author Ashley Kahn has been a vinyl loyalist who hung on to his record collection as CDs, MP3s, and the internet took over, until now.
After 30 years and countless moves, from dorm rooms to apartments to a condominium, it was just too much space, too much weight. I had to face the inevitable, triage on more than 2,000 LPs. I flipped through them one by one, deciding what should stay and what sadly would have to go.
Dylan, Clash, Keep, Deep Purple. Gotta keep that.
It was not easy to say goodbye. Like old friends, each piece of vinyl had its own history and quirks. The J.J. Cale album that inspired me to pick up the guitar. The Leo Kottke album that made me put it down. Or that scratchy live Jimi Hendrix record.
I don't know, what I could do a little loose jam type of thing. It's trying to be good, what the hell?
James Taylor, Paul Simon.
The triage continued. It was like ripping off a bandage, best done swiftly and smoothly. I boxed over half of my collection, loaded them in my car, and drove down to Norman Sound and Vision, my favorite music store. I felt a flood of emotions, happy to be rid of a weight I had carried for so long, sad to part with so many influential sounds, afraid of what the final trade-in value would be. I guess vinyl isn't exactly the wisest investment, I joked, as we descended the stairs to Norman's basement, where he kept all the records. Norman, caustic as always, answered with time-worn wisdom. There was no way to put a value on the education of all that music. He held up one of my prize albums. Would you be the same person today if you had not listened to Otis Redding? Still, I must have looked forlorn, and Norman knew that look well. With no hint of irony, he asked if I wanted to be alone with my records one last time. Today, the lion's share of my vinyl collection is on sale at Norman's at $1 a disc. And the trade-in for all those memories and melodies? Well, like Norman said, how can one put a number to it? I took my $50 in the form of a few reggae CDs and played them loudly as I drove home. No skips, no scratches. My feelings as unburdened as the trunk of my car.
After you made my day, hurts to know you're going away.
Ashley Kahn is a music journalist and author of the recent book A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
But what more can I say? Sad to know that you're leaving. Even though it's kind of grieving. Sad to know that